Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, this is the day the leading edge of cooler air moves through the state with showers and thunderstorms, we hope, ahead of it, especially by this afternoon and into the evening hours. High today will be in the upper 80s. Much more comfortable air behind the front tomorrow. We'll hold on to a small rain chance tonight and tomorrow. The highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, but very low humidity. Comfortable at night, low to mid 60s, and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. It is crunch time for candidates in Montgomery's runoff elections. Candidates for mayor Stephen Reed and David Woods say they've been busy the last few days of the campaign. Three city council seats have also moved to runoff elections. The polls open tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. Aaliyah's Marine Patrol Division confirms that the body recovered Saturday was that of 26-year-old Kelsey Starling of Troy. Starling hadn't been seen since a crash on Smith Lake on July 4th. Several people now face charges in that crash. And educators across the state say thousands of third graders could be held back because of a new reading test. The test is the result of a new state law. Critics say the testing will result in students with disabilities and English language learners being held back. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Welcome back real quick, folks. Paging Kimberly Tummins. Kimberly Tummins, what a name, Kimberly. Kimberly Tummins. You need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000, yes, a grand, $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. So again, Kimberly Tummins, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card from Dillon Rings. What a prize. And also, this part of the program is brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. It's where I'm going. It's why I'm looking so good these days, if I could be humble about it. No, really, it's not about looking good in the mirror. It's about discipline. Every day, going into the weight room or getting a little bit of cardio in. I love it. And Express Fitness 24/7, it's in the name. Once you become a member, you have 24/7 access. You get a little key card, key fob, and go whenever it fits your schedule. They have state-of-the-art equipment, whether you're looking to do the heavy compound lifts like I'm doing, or you're just looking to get a little cardio in on the elliptical machine or the treadmill. You should check them out. I'm going to the Zelda Road location here in Montgomery, right in the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center. If that's where you'd like to go, maybe hang out with me, work out with me here in the afternoons, you call them. Call Alex Snyder, the owner, 386-8689, 386-8689. For the Montgomery location, tell Alex at Joey from the radio sent you. But you could have, you know, access to all the locations here in the River Region, whether in Prattville, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Clanton, Pine Level, even. So check them out. Express Fitness 24, the number 24.com, expressfitness24.com. Or again, give Alex Snyder a call, 386-8689, Express Fitness 24/7. We'll be right back. Mayoral candidate David Woods.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior, cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner, landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
The Capital City Club invites you to the first ever Fur Ball. Enjoy a night dressed to the nines as you celebrate and support canines, felines, and all our furry friends. Along with scrumptious food and breathtaking views, enjoy a silent auction and a live art auction like no other. The twist? Hidden paw prints. This event is open to the public with a portion of the proceeds going to the Montgomery Humane Society. Get your tickets at classic.als.net/Capital City Club Montgomery and join us for the Fur Ball, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
And welcome back. The News and Views from 9 to noon, I'm Joey Clark. My co-host is...
I'm enthralled in something.
Oh, he's in the Twilight Zone again, but he's also in the regular zone, too. Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
And in studio with us now here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, David Woods. David, good to see you again. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a Monday morning, and life is good. We're blessed and thankful to be here.
Well, you don't really have anything going on. It's not like there's an election or something tomorrow.
No, it's been rather slow, Joey.
Yeah, I know you're bored to tears.
Right. I'm glad you guys invited me on the show so I have something to do today.
Well, that's good. How's it going thus far? What are your turnout predictions? What are your, I don't know if you're polling, but what's your gut on this election?
Well, it's all about turnout for us. We just want remind our voter base to go out and vote. This is a very important election. Montgomery's at a crossroads, and it's up to our voter base tomorrow to go to the polls. As far as a prediction, you know, I think the Secretary of State's office expected 25% of the voters to vote, mm-hmm. one out of four. We only had 31% vote on August 27th. Typically runoffs trail.
Yeah, there's a drop-off there.
It's usually a drop-off. But that being said, we want to motivate people to vote because this is a very important election.
No, I'm imagining, because in the runoff, so many votes went to folks like J.C. Love and Arthur Davis and, you know, the general and so many folks.
Right.
If somebody comes up and said, I voted for, say, J.C. Love, why should I vote for you, David Woods? What's kind of been the elevator pitch, the quick response to them?
Well, actually, several the candidates you just mentioned, a lot of us have similar views and beliefs. Our vision for the city is similar. And most of those candidates really had a heart for the people of the city. We got along very well. And, you know... I think you mentioned General Kroll, a very qualified candidate. He's been good for Montgomery for 20-plus years.
Long time,
he's been
yeah.
serving in various roles. JC's an up-and-coming leader. Sharp young man.
Of course, Arthur. Arthur got not very many votes. It kind of surprised me he didn't get more votes than he did. But I would say some of his voters are more like-minded to you than to Stephen. What is the major difference between y'all?
Simple. I'm a business leader. I have a desire to serve. I've got quite a bit of experience in the business world. He's an elected official. He's a politician. He's a big spender. We have just different views on, you know, his mentality appears to be, and you heard him on the show this morning, he's a tax and spend, tax and spend, tax and spend type elected official. I want to be a very prudent, fiscally responsible leader. And there's a difference. I mean, if you just look at the probate spending, I'll give you some exact numbers. When he first became probate judge, the salaries in the office were $1.99 million, just under $2 million. This year, the request was $2.43 million. So it's a $440,000 increase just in the salaries. This is better. The election center budget for salaries when Stephen Reed took over was $100,000 a year. This year, his request for the budget was $192,000. So he's asked for a 92% increase over his first term in office for budgeting.
Does he give any justification for that? Or just...
I'm not aware of it. I just know the amounts. The election worker fees were $67,000 when he in the first year budget. This year, they were put in at $144,000. That's a 115% increase. Those are a lot of times these elected officials who have, I just call them politicians because that's their real claim to fame, is they got elected to an office. They spend taxpayer money quite freely, and then they turn around and ask taxpayers to pay more to cover their spending. And, you know, government in general spends a lot. There are a lot of heavy spenders in our government, and consequently, we're all paying more every year for taxes. And that's, you know, I don't support that philosophy. I think government should be as lean as possible. Government, they're our steward, so they should spend our money very responsibly.
And where you do want to spend, you're hoping that growth in our current growth areas for revenue will continue, right? And also otherwise,
right,
where you can cut.
Correct. And fortunately, the city revenues are growing right now naturally through this increased spending. Sales tax revenues are our largest tax revenue source, or our largest revenue source, and it's growing. Lodging tax is growing. Franchise taxes are growing. So Montgomery's benefiting just from growth of tax revenues.
Let me ask you this. You just mentioned to me when you first walked in that the election center tomorrow night, where the votes are, they are tabulated there. Every precinct brings their results down to the election center, which is in the old Washington building, right across the street from the old courthouse, that no one is going to be allowed in there. Like, you're not going to be able to have a poll watcher in there, nor will media be allowed to come in there and cover this election. That disturbs me.
It should disturb you, Jack. We were notified by the election center that we would not be allowed in. The media would not be allowed in. We couldn't send a poll watcher in. And, you know,
well, that's like a separate polling place in reality.
Exactly.
Because every candidate is entitled to one poll watcher per precinct.
Correct.
And you could consider the election center a separate precinct because that's where the absentee ballots are calculated or tabulated, and that's where people bring the results from all the precincts. So it's preposterous to me this is a total fox guarding the hen house.
And exactly.
I mean, but that is wrong.
Yeah,
it's a big concern, and we were just notified by the elections center office that they're shutting everyone out.
Well, that's ridiculous.
They're going to be counting our votes. They'll be tabulating the results of the 45 precincts tomorrow night behind closed doors. Now, that's a big red flag.
Well, sure it is. Because the probate judge's office runs the election. The probate judge is involved in this election. Now, to give you an example, state law, when there is... circuit clerks are in charge of absentee ballots as a rule. However, if a circuit clerk is involved in an election, and they are every, I don't know, 4 or 6 years, that duty goes from the circuit clerk, I believe, to the probate judge. So likewise, if the probate judge is involved in another election, I don't think the probate judge ought to be in charge of dictating who's allowed in and who's allowed out or not allowed in. That's pretty bad.
It smells
bad and it looks bad.
Right, and this is coming out of Daryl Parker's office, the elections director.
who was appointed by Steve Mills.
Daryl Parker, if any of your people are listening or anybody in the probate judge's office is listening, you need to call 272-9228 and give us a justification of why people are shut out of the election center tomorrow night. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, it makes you question the results of the election.
Well, Jack, we saw a questionable results on August 27th. That's why the Secretary of State was involved. He had 12 complaints about irregularities, and he did the investigation, and he found out there were irregularities. They weren't following protocol, procedures. The election, they had problems with machines. They didn't test machines. They had problems with memory sticks being taken out too early. It was an array of irregularities. So we questioned the results from August 27th.
Do you have poll watchers at every precinct?
We have a lot of poll watchers. I don't know if we'll have them at every precinct, but we'll be very close to that.
Well, I hope you have them at the problem precincts.
We have a lot. We do. We have an election security team. They've done a lot of work. This past weekend, we did training with our...
So they're aware of what to look for.
Oh, yes. Yes. We have a team that is involved in what we call election center security.
Well, I've been a poll watcher, and it's not fun.
No, but thank goodness we had dozens and dozens of volunteers step forward and agree to be poll watchers tomorrow. So they're concerned. You know, the public just wants a fair, honest, and transparent election. Voting is a constitutional right, and it needs to be protected. And these poll watchers will help protect that constitutional right.
Yeah, well, I mean, I wanted to talk about other stuff today, but when you came in with that news...
This was a curve that we were thrown by the elections center office.
A few hours ago this morning.
I mean, the election director's office, correct.
Well, I don't think he has the right to do that. I mean, I think somebody from the probate office needs to call up here and explain to us why media is shut out and why poll watchers are shut out. That's just not right.
No, it's not right.
And I don't know who made that decision. I guess it comes from the top, which would be Stephen Reed. And, you know, he has some explaining to do as to why that's not being allowed.
Yes. As we said, this is a conflict of interest. And really, in all fairness, Stephen Reed should have stepped aside months ago and allowed the Secretary of State to oversee this election.
Well, if you have nothing to hide, that's the legitimate thing to do.
Right.
And it makes everybody trust the process. When you don't do that, it makes people not trust the process.
Correct. And then after the fiasco on August 27th, he certainly should have stepped down because to eliminate any cloud or any doubt about the validity of the election, of the runoff election. But he chose not to.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm very disappointed in that. He sure talked a good game earlier.
Well, he does talk a good game, and that's what a lot of politicians do is they talk a good game. They're smooth, they're polished, they sound very good, but they just generally don't deliver results. And that's the difference what we were saying earlier. Politician, business leader. Politicians talk, they try not to make waves, and usually their biggest concern is getting reelected at a later date. Our case, business world, we look at problems, we resolve them. Focus on growing, going forward. Very different agendas, different mindsets.
Well, okay.
Well, we do have to hit a break here soon. 272-9228, 272-9228. Before we do, though, we have a call from Red Top. He called 272-9228. Hey, Red Top, you're on the air with David Woods.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good to hear from you, and I like your fiscal attitude. It's very good. And this situation y'all just talking about, keep on discussing it because it's very much funky.
It is funky, Red Top. And you know, you could call down to Daryl Parker's office and just ask them for an explanation.
I'll be glad to. And I have some friends who used to work at the Board of Registrars, and I'm very surprised at this move and don't like it.
We are as well. They've notified us that they've locked that we're all locked out.
The telephone number for the county courthouse is 832-4950, and if you go through the little menu, you can find the election center on there, and make sure you call them and ask, why is the media not being allowed in, and why are poll watchers not allowed in? That's just fundamentally wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, like I say, keep up the fiscal talk. I want to talk to you about another problem we have. Maybe you could give some advice on. These lawyers advertising on TV are becoming a mental illness. Could you please open a mental facility to put them all in so we can do something else? Because these lawyers are sick on TV. And another thing, on a more serious note, I would love to see downtown develop into more of a commercial shopping area. When I go downtown at night, all the tourists are walking up down Dexter Avenue looking at empty storefronts. And there's a lot of them down there. And really, downtown in the urban areas around downtown are all the attractions that people come to see, and they really don't have much to shop and do with.
Yeah, I think you'll see that in time.
That would be good because, are you from Montgomery, David?
I've been here 34 years, since 1985.
Yeah, okay.
I grew up in Dothan.
Yeah, okay. So you never saw Montgomery during the 50s and 60s when downtown was the busiest commercial district you've seen. The streets were just packed.
Right.
Red Top, we lost you there.
Yeah, Red Top, you dropped. Red Top dropped.
All right.
And, you're coming back. All right, you're coming back now. Yeah, you said in the last...
I am sorry, but I would love to see downtown develop more. I think it would be a great attraction for all the tourists and the people of Montgomery. Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
You know, I hear that all the time, but in my lifetime, downtown has never been real vibrant. I was born in 55, so maybe in the 50s and early 60s, but not, well, everybody wanted to blame, what's her name, Elizabeth Wright. What is that her name? She was Walker Hobby's sister. She was in charge of downtown renewal or whatever. She put those covered sidewalks down there that people complained about and part of urban renewal. Anyway.
I remember those.
Yeah, it's never been
an eyesore.
Yeah.
The concept was good.
Well, I guess, but...
Shade.
Well, we do need to hit a break here, 272-9228, to get in your call, question, comments for mayoral candidate David Woods. We had a call off air wondering, where's my polling place? You can go either to the Secretary of State's website, or you can just Google Montgomery Election Center. There's a link right there. Find my polling place. Goes to the Secretary of State's site. Put in your information. You'll find your polling place immediately. A little bit of confusion about where exactly the polling places are.
A lot of confusion, Joey, and it's important you mention that, and thank you, because people do need to verify their polling place because they've been rearranged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can check. All I did is I searched Montgomery Election Center. And there's a link on the front of the page. Find my polling place. It takes you to the Secretary of State for Alabama's website. It's a quick, information, your name.
You put in your address.
Yeah, and you'll find it real quick, folks. But again, we got to hit this break. Any questions or comments, 272-9228.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Join us for Grilling in the Garden, Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 at Southern Homes and Gardens. For one day only, get 20% off your entire plant purchase and enjoy a free hot dog, chips, and drink on us. Plus, shop our best prices of the year all week long. like 50% off outdoor furniture collections, 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 50% off trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. Eat lunch for free and save 20% off your entire plant purchase Saturday, October 12th, grilling in the garden at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views. 9 to noon, Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, and house is David Woods, candidate for mayor of this great city of Montgomery. We have a lot of calls here, Jack.
I hate to be bogged down in this situation about access to the probate election center, but it's very disturbing. And I know you have other issues you want to talk about, but, you know, I want people as, you know, concerned voters to call over there, 832-4950, find out on the little electronic menu where the city, the election center is. Call over there and ask them why the media has been denied access and why poll watchers have been denied access. And I'd like somebody from over there to call this radio station at 272-9228 and explain that to us. Absolutely. That is not satisfactory at all.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Ethel. Hey, Ethel,
how you doing?
I'm doing well, doing well. Can John Merrill go into that election center as the head person for the state of Alabama?
I understand he will have his legal counsel there tomorrow night, but I still think that a candidate should be allowed to have a poll watcher there. But yes, he will have his legal counsel there.
That is scary. David, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Your commercials are factually accurate, I think, when you talk about Stephen Reed
being
$22,000. And then he has commercials out about you saying that you were a failed businessman. And I don't remember what else, but have you approached them about things not being factually correct?
We did send a cease and desist last week, and they now have a spot. Instead of a failed businessman, they call me a shady businessman. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is just their tactic. They'll put anything on TV. Also, in their new ad, they call me a politician. I've never been elected to office. I've not been paid by taxpayers like Stephen Reed has been for the last 6.5 years. You've got a politician who's labeling me as a politician. What's that about? You're right. We've made three claims, and they're very factual. We've got the documents. Our claim is he spent $22,000 on travel. He did. We also said that he hired a disbarred lawyer to be the director of the election center. He did. And then we said he accepted a large campaign contribution from Donald Watkins Jr., who was recently convicted for fraudulent actions involving investments. Those are the only three accusations or claims we've made, and we also cited the sources on those three statements, and they're accurate. But you know, their style is just to put anything on the air and TV, radio, run it, and
just
try to discredit us.
Well, I just wanted to see if, because you know, you could have had a lemonade stand 25 years ago, and it went out of business, you know. So So I didn't quite understand what he meant by failed businessman.
I thought that was fabricated. God's blessed us in the business world. We went into business in 1985. We're still there. We've met a payroll every year since 1985. So I don't know where he's coming from. He's just making this up, it appears. We've been very successful. And that's why we're still in business after 34 consecutive years. We went through the recession.
Well,
so, yeah. Thank you for pointing that out.
I do appreciate your being honest about that. And I think that may be what this election needs to be about, honestly.
It should be. We just stick to the facts and we cite our facts.
Well, thank you, Ethel. We appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ethel. And quickly, let's go to Concerned Citizen. You're on the air with David Woods.
Good morning, Mr. Wood.
Good morning.
Just listening to your discussion, and to me, we're running, try to get a map of this great city.
Yes, sir.
And the thing about it is that I'm listening at you, and like you're running scared, and you got your platform out there and let it speak for itself. And I done been through a lot of mail raids from back when, but reading our great mayor, Amber Farmer, Bobby Bride, and even the great mayor, Tar String, I never heard so much concern about, something going wrong in the voting place or wherever.
Election center.
In Canada. I never heard that before. And I think it's going to turn off a lot of people that probably would vote for you, but making all those accusations, it's going to scare people away,
All right, let me say, these aren't...
Let me say one more thing.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying, I had never heard that much concern, and Mayor Charles Train been a great man in this city, and he ran against people, and won, and Bobby ran, he won, he lost, but I never heard this much concern. I think it's going to drive people away that probably might have wanted both of you, but look like something being disturbed. It disturbed people like Montgomery is not a city that had mature enough to count votes. We've been through all the rig vote for African Americans ever able to vote. But I'm saying, you put your platform out there and people like it, they'll vote for you. But it's scaring people off. I'm listening at people coming to me to scare people off.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that, and we have put our platform out there. But it is a concern, though, when the election center has issues, irregularities, the Secretary of State got involved, investigated, and agreed, it put out a statement about these irregularities. That should concern everyone, because all we want, again, is fair, honest, and transparent elections.
I know it's going to be fair and honest. I think what's going to happen, the other official that got involved, they couldn't find but one or two looked discrepant. But it's not a long thing where I think it'd be a 10,000-15,000 vote or 3 or 4 vote ahead of one of either one. It's still going to come out, somebody going to be the mayor. And the thing I'm saying, it's a lot of, sometimes we can poison this well and call a lot of, in a democracy, call a lot of things that think things going bad and they're not going bad.
But we're not trying to poison them.
Let me say this, concerned citizen. The election center has always been open to the media, and candidates have been allowed to have poll watchers there. And that's in every previous election. However, in this election, according to David, and that no media will be allowed into the election center. No poll watchers will be allowed into the election center. And
Secretary of State there, and I think I'm quite sure he's an honest man. He's been holding that position for quite a long time. If he's there, I'm satisfied with it.
Well,
I think we all should be satisfied
with it.
He represents the whole state.
I understand, but when you have a long-standing practice that is all of a sudden abandoned and you're given notice only 48 hours out, that's cause for concern.
Yeah, and here's the
Secretary of State.
That he will have one person there.
A representative.
That's it.
Do you trust that?
I trust that one person will do everything that one person can do, but when
he's the Secretary of State.
I understand.
Secretary of State, and we should put trust in him if he'd have Secretary of State.
Why is the media not being allowed in there to report what's going on?
Well, that is the question. Why? Why the change?
Well, I think it's the Secretary of State there. He's the history man that overall is voted in the state of Alabama. And whether the meeting there or not, he's going to be there. And I'm comfortable with that.
Okay, well, that's cool. Are you comfortable with it? I'm not. So
appreciate the call, Consortium.
Yeah, we appreciate it. We just disagree on that.
Very quickly, let's go to Ritz.
Ritz, how you doing?
You darn. I was wanting to use my big boy voice, and then you go and do that.
I wasn't aware you had a big boy voice. That's it.
Well, by golly, watch me.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, Ritz.
Hold my beer. Watch this. Hey, first of all, thank you, Mr. Wood, for your willingness to serve our community.
You're welcome.
And I know it's a lot of hard work, and as we've witnessed, it can get a little bit dirty, and that's kind of disgusting, and I'm glad you didn't let any of it get on you.
Well, thank you.
One thing that's my concern, unfortunately, I have family in Montgomery, but unfortunately, I can't vote for you, but what goes on in Montgomery affects the river region severely. And my concern is that if we get a mayor in there that is might lean towards crony capitalism and our city starts falling into decline like many other communities have, this is not something that is a theory or anything. We've seen many communities fall in decay because the wrong person is put in office. Mm-hmm. Because all they're interested in is padding their pocket and taking care of their buddies. And anything else that happens is secondary. And my big fear is that we're going to lose our military presence here in this community. And that would be absolutely devastating because I don't think, you know, our state, you know, government is going to be able to sustain a vibrant community like we've been fortunate enough to enjoy in the past.
Well, I'll agree with you, and it's a concern. Maxwell Air Force Base has put us on notice that we must improve education. And as your mayor, we're going to make it a priority, and we will improve education. We're going to work together with the Board of Education, superintendent, other interested parties, and we're going to improve these schools. Because my...
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, we will make sure that we will accommodate the request that the Air Force makes of Montgomery.
Mighty fine. One thing that I would ask of you is if you would, in your search for better education opportunities in the community, please consider the possibility of at least trying vouchers, because that it would be the quickest way, if you sit down and study it and think about it, the quickest way without having to build infrastructure. If somebody wants to go to public school, they can go to public school. If they want to go elsewhere, but that's the quickest way and the fairest way to improve our education system.
Well, I appreciate the suggestion.
Thanks, Ritz.
Well, thank you, sir.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Ritz.
And before this break, let's go to Claire Austin. She has some experience in running elections, I believe. Hey, Claire, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Clarine, how you doing?
I'm good, but I'm very perplexed and very bothered and upset. And, of course, you know my word. I think it's egregious that we're talking in the last 48 hours that they're not going to let there be anybody down in the election center. You know, the way we do it in all 67 counties when we have any election, you know, you've got the probate judge, you have the Democratic Party chair, the Republican Party chair, API, UPI, Reuters. You know, you can have officials from the campaign, and they sit there and they unlock the things and they go through the votes in every precinct. And that's just honest, fair election. And for them to think they're going to shut any and everybody out of this process completely raises a red flag. I just don't think that the citizens of our city deserve better than
this. Well, I'm pretty shocked by this myself.
I mean... I guess is Mr. Wood still in the studio
yes.
with y'all?
And thank you for describing the process, Claire, because your experience over the years is very valuable, and listeners need to understand what the process has been for decades and decades as it relates to the election centers.
Well, this is very much a smoke and mirror, and this is very much undercover, underhanded, and back to the dark ages. And I would hope that the Secretary of State's office can demand, or somebody can do something, that they're in there during this process.
Well, they are going to be. They're going to have the chief legal counsel in that, and the city clerk will be in there. But I'm just not sure, with all the stuff that goes on, that I don't know why a candidate is not allowed to have a poll watcher in there. Or
well,
the media.
Should.
Or the media.
They should go back and talk to somebody. You know, you always have somebody from API or EPI or whoever. One of those are always in there when
right.
they're doing that. They can call the top, you know, the Probate Judges Association and know that they're not running it the way they should. And I really kind of think, Mr. Woods, you probably should, or somebody should file something, an injunction with courts today to make sure that this city election is done honestly and openly tomorrow, because this is very critical for our city.
It is, and we were on the phone this morning with our legal counsel exploring options, and they're working on it as we speak.
Yeah, well,
that's good to know.
Yeah, Claire's right. There ought to be something filed in circuit court right away.
Right. Because this is just really unheard of. This, you know, I mean, this is very disturbing that they would try to do something like that.
Well, it's disturbing that they're closing us out. But the other issue is my opponent, as probate judge, is the chief elections officer in this city. So he's over this process.
Well, I know, and shame on him, because he knows better as a probate judge. He knows that this is not the honest, right, and fair thing to do in any election. And unless you have something to hide, why would you not let it be an honest, fair election? And then also, in addition, because we hadn't even talked about this, when you count the absentee ballots tomorrow, they probably start at a certain time. I don't know if it's 12, 1, or 2.
We used to do them at 4 when I counted them.
Okay, well, I just know right now in the state, all the elections I've been involved in, I either go myself or I have a representative, and, you know, whether it's from each campaign or if it's from a party, and since it's not from a party system, it's each campaign, that they're in there when they open each absentee
right.
ballot, and they make sure that they are notarized or signed or whatever, whether they're kept or whether they're thrown out. And there absolutely needs to be two people from both of the opposing camps in there during that process. That is only fair, because we know in the history of Alabama, and it's very rich, sadly enough, that's when a lot of fraudulent activity happens, when you're counting absentee
right.
ballots.
Well, thanks, Clarine.
Thank you very
okay.
much. We appreciate your knowledge, and I'm sure the listeners are better off after hearing from you.
Well, thank you, and good luck tomorrow, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
Claire.
Y'all have a good day. Bye.
Well, we have to hit another break, last break of the hour.
Then James, Sarge, y'all sit tight, and we'll be right back to you.
272-9228 if you want to join in yourself.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, this is the day the leading edge of cooler air moves through the state with showers and thunderstorms, we hope, ahead of it, especially by this afternoon and into the evening hours. High today will be in the upper 80s. Much more comfortable air behind the front tomorrow. We'll hold on to a small rain chance tonight and tomorrow. The highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, but very low humidity. Comfortable at night, low to mid 60s, and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Tomorrow, the clock is ticking on an all-new Fox Tuesday. First on The Resident.
We need to lock the ER down now!
Will the doctors betray their oath to save an innocent man?
I am doing the most good for the greatest number of people.
Then, how far will the lion's enemies go to end the Empire?
I need Lucius Lion's grandchildren now!
All new Empire after The Resident.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, David Woods is in the house, and David Woods, candidate for mayor. Phone line's all lit up, but I need to tell folks that it's part of the program. News and Views brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. Went over the other day, met with Mike Jenkins. He showed me around the shop. They have state-of-the-art equipment because they mostly service like commercial vehicles and fleets, which means they have built up great relationships with other businesses. But it also means that the everyday driver can have state-of-the-art equipment servicing their everyday car. And especially if you work downtown, they're on 38 East Jefferson Street, just a couple blocks from the alley. But even if you're not working downtown, they have a shuttle service to get you to and from work. So be thinking Jenkins, folks. I'm thinking Jenkins. You can make an appointment at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com or give them a call, 265-0792, or just stop by at 38 East Jefferson Street downtown. They do everything, folks. I suggest do a monthly appointment. Make sure your car's always good so you can have that peace of mind that you're driving around a car or vehicle that can be reliable. So check them out, Jenkins Tire and Automotive downtown. Again, that number, 265-0792. So Very quickly, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to James Cole. Hey, James, how you doing?
Hello, David. Hello, Joey, Jack.
Hey, James, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, I smell a distinct odor, and being in the type of business that I am in, with all this politics, it smells like Joe Reed to me. And, I agree with David. I agree with everybody else. You know, why are they just now within 48?
Can't say that, James. Sorry.
But we understand how you feel, James.
Yeah, James. Yes, it is BS, James.
Very quickly. Actually,
welcome to live radio.
Rosie, you called the election center, right, Rosie? What did they say?
I did. And the lady that I talked to said that the law does not state that poll watchers or media must have access to the election center specifically. To the individual precincts, yes, but not specifically to the election center. And she gave me two codes that cited that. And I can give you the numbers if you want to.
Well, they're not required, but why not, for the sake of transparency, allow the media there and allow each candidate to have a representative there? That, to me, is just fun. Makes it sound that like you're having an honest election, and to deny that makes it sound like you're not. But, you know.
Are they trying to hide something?
And I understand that specifically because it appears to be a conflict of interest. But she said that the chief of police, the sheriff, or their designates would be there, and then the city clerk would be there actually, you know, counting the votes and getting tabulating the election results. But she said it had always been that way, and that this was nothing new. She wasn't sure why it was so disputed in this election. I understand why it is.
Yeah.
Rosie.
But anyway, that's what I was told, having called them.
I think there's some misunderstanding here. On August 27th, our representatives were in the election center. It's always been, as Claire Austin pointed out on the previous call, it's always been the policy that candidates can have representatives in the election center. Media has been allowed in. This is, and again, as Jack said, this is a last-minute change of policy that just looks very, very suspicious.
Well, if you can allow them in there on August 27th, why would you not allow them in there on October 8th? That didn't make any sense.
I don't know. That's just when
I know. I'm not fussing at you, Rosie. I'm just fussing in general that is BS. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's somebody out there listening that can give us a definitive answer.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly haven't had the huevos to call this show and explain.
Rosie, we appreciate you calling over there and calling us.
Thank you, Rosie.
And let's go back to the phone. Sergeant McCoy. Sergeant McCoy, welcome on here.
Hello, Jody. And John, Jack.
How you doing?
Mr. Wood. You know, I listen to 93.1 because I learn a lot when I call in or listen in. I heard Secretary of State sit in for an hour, then call in to reinforce that this will probably be the most watched and secured election Montgomery ever going to have. He also stated he'd been to other cities and did likewise. Now, I also heard Tom Strange on the show say he would be involved on election night. The young lady just said, Ms. Murlock of the city clerk is involved. So I don't know why Mr. Wood will come on and start this mess. I do know, because he don't know nothing. Thank you.
Yeah, well, cool. All right. Well, we do know one thing. You don't allow one practice in the primary and deny that same practice in the runoff. That to me just smells bad. If you're gonna set one precedent for the primary, you need to keep it up in the runoff. I'm sorry. I don't care what your former practice has been. And the media has always been allowed, at least in the front part of the election center.
Right.
Anyway, okay.
Let's go back to phones. Blue Collar. Blue Collar.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I love the show, man, every day.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes, Jack, like you, I have the same question, but the last caller just answered that question. What role did the city have to play in since the city election? Brenda Braylock and the mayor, and of course, Todd Strange has already elaborated on that on several different shows, saying that they are going to be intricately involved. So therefore, that should put some things to quiet. However, my primary reason for calling was to Mr. Woods about tax and spending from candidate Mr. Reed. Todd Strange did nothing in consideration of austerity. Todd Strange was tax and spending. They increased the budget by almost $200 million with spending, and also increased the taxes and what have you. I've never heard you come out and complain about Todd Strange. In fact, I've heard you cheer him on about what a great job he has done.
How much did you say? I'm sorry. Excuse me.
He said he increased it by $200 million.
I'm talking about the debt obligation. Yes, sir.
Oh, the debt.
Yes, and the budget is now approximately $260 million. So the budget increased over the years as well. Last year was $253, so it's $7 million increase. However, my statement is and was about the lack of austerity by Todd Strange. So you never complained about that. And during, from 2010 to 2013, I never saw you at any Tea Party meetings. I never heard you talk about less taxes or less spending. So can you elaborate
from,
on that?
From 2013?
From 2010 to 2013, when the Tea Party was very, very prominent. You weren't around.
I was running a television station. I was in the business world.
But you're still involved politically, as you said on many shows and many times, that you have been heavily involved and interested in politics, and that you've been attuned to it, but you're not sounding like you have been.
Okay, well, thank you, Blue Collar. Let David answer, because we don't have much time.
Yeah, I don't quite understand. You said I haven't been involved in politics, and that's your concern?
Well, in the Tea Party process, where they were complaining about taxation, that he
right.
says you weren't involved.
I wasn't. I was in the business world.
Okay.
Okay. Well, right. Very quickly, we are running out of time, Jack. John, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jack and Joey and David. It's John B. from Dothan. Long time. Those
hey,
things.
John. How you doing, John?
I've been quite busy. I can't vote for you. I live in Prattville, but I see people every day, and I always talk up how fine of an individual you are. I've known you since, 1973, I guess?
Correct.
And you're the same as you used to be. You always had your head screwed on right. You always thought things out, made good decisions, honest person. Just a very likable person, and I just want you to know that I value your friendship that we've had over the years.
Well, thank you, John. We have been friends since 10th grade?
Yeah, well,
ninth
I moved
grade?
Back to Selma in, I think, 73, and I came back that summer.
Right.
And I remember the time you called me up and said, hey, Dad needs us to drive the two pickups down to Kiva's Gate. Can you help? I said, sure, I'd be glad to, you know. And well, like I said, I really appreciate your friendship.
Thank you.
And I just want you to be sure, don't let them steal it from you. It looks very suspicious what's going on, and I hope this can be resolved, you know, before tomorrow.
Thank you,
all right,
John.
We got to go. We've enjoyed having you on, David. I'm sorry you got bogged down in this election center issue, but it's an issue, and it needs to be discussed. Thank you for your candidacy. Thanks for offering yourself to run, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. And, again, I appreciate you guys
allowing
me. If
you're elected, we want you to come back on at least once a month.
And feel free to call tomorrow and get the vote out.